BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. This is a program I look forward to on an annual basis as we set aside the issues that are impacting us across the nation and certainly the things that are happening in this world and the troubles and so forth to instead have a program of inspiration and blessing. It's our Mother's Day tribute 2019. And today on the program, we're going to be providing you opportunity to honor your mother through brief statements. We can't give you opportunity to speak long periods of time because there are others who will also want to have the opportunity to give tribute to their mothers. And we will be opening phone lines in just a short time to give you this opportunity today to honor your mother. Certainly, we have seen the love and care that mothers have provided many of us, not only physically, but spiritually as well, emotionally as well. And as we approach Mother's Day on Sunday, just want to take this program today to have this special tribute to mothers. But we think about the special spiritual impact that mothers are making upon their children, and it is something that has endured the test of time. Right away, as I thought about this Mother's Day, I went back in my mind to a mother in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul writes this epistle to Timothy, and Timothy is soon going to be executed on account of his testimony, his faith, his proclamation of the gospel. And as Paul writes to him, he thanks God for him, and he desires to see him. And then in verse 5 of chapter 1, he said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also." Paul saw a genuine faith. It was unfeigned. It was this genuine faith that was in Timothy. But it didn't start with Timothy. No, it was first in grandmother Lois and then to mother Eunice. And Paul said, "I'm persuaded that in thee also." And indeed, we see the influence of a godly grandmother and godly mother in the life of Timothy. Well, Paul gives many other instructions to Timothy in 2 Timothy. I believe it's just a very favorite book of the Bible that I enjoy because it has so many parallels to the very issues that we're facing in our life today. And Paul gives warnings to Timothy. He gives instruction to Timothy. And he also reminded Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that in the last days, perilous times would come. And he talked about those perilous times, men being lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Aren't these things we're seeing today, ladies and gentlemen? He talked about being traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. He talked about evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as he goes on in that chapter, he tells Timothy this. He says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And here's the key verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Indeed, we see the influence, the godly influence of a godly grandmother, Lois, and mother Eunice, having upon the life of Timothy. And friends, we see that important role that mothers have today. And can I encourage you moms that are listening right now? Don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't ever stop praying for your children. I thank God for a mother who prays for me on a daily basis. Don't stop praying for your children. Don't stop praying for your grandchildren, knowing the influence that you have as an individual upon your child in that regard. So don't give up. Yes, the days get discouraging. Sometimes there's little sleep at night, and it seems that you give correction over and over and over again for the same items of infraction, but don't grow weary in well-doing. As Scripture says, in due season you'll reap if you faint not, can continue on bringing your children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, today on Crosstalk, let's open our phone lines early so we can hear from many of you today as you would like to honor your mother on Crosstalk. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Maybe there was something that your mother taught you in life. It's a lesson for life that you have learned and applied in your life. Maybe it's something your mom did in the home that has made a real impact in your life. Maybe your mother taught you a verse of scripture that you have never forgotten. Here's a chance to honor your mom today. As Mother's Day is approaching, I see all the lines have immediately filled up. And so, friends, know this, that as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call and share in a brief way. I know some of you could take the whole program to talk. I could do the same thing. But instead, we want to give opportunity for many to have opportunity to speak to honor your mother. We're going to write to Bayside. And, Roy, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
I'd like to quickly salute the late Phyllis Schlafly, mother of six children, the founder of Eagle Forum, whose valuable information is still broadcast on VCY America, and lastly, whose life story is told in the book Phyllis Schlafly, The Sweetheart of the Silent Majority. Thanks.
Okay, right. Elaine in Anago, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I would just like to say I am so thankful for my mother. In the eyes of the world, they would just see an ordinary, average, elderly lady. But to me, she's the greatest mother in the world. She worked full-time, plus she fed and clothed us, my sister and me, and took care of the house and the yard, and was such a good wife to my dad. And she worked hard all her life and took care of us, and never once do I remember her acting selfishly or complaining about all that she had to do or sacrificing for us. She just did everything. It was just a normal part of life, and she did it with joy and happiness. And I remember her singing around the house. She still does. In a couple months, she's going to be 90, and I'm so thankful that I've had her all these years, and I hope she'll be around for a long time yet. But I am just so thankful for my mom. She's
Thank
the
you,
greatest
Lee.
Mom in the world, and I love her so much.
Thank you so much for your call today from Antigo. Sounds like she was well familiar with Proverbs 31. Let's go to May, calling in from South Dakota. May, you're on the air.
My mother passed away in 2007, but she left a legacy of reading through her Bible completely several years in a row toward the end of her life. And so she's left that, and looking back at all she had to do, I don't know how she ever got it done.
Amen. Thank you, May. What a great example. Judy in Sparta, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to give honor to my mother. Her name is Eunice, too, just like Timothy's mother in the Bible. And I really appreciate my mom and all the love she's shown to her six children. And I had a wonderful dad, too, that passed away 30 years ago. And I'm so thankful for her Christian heritage. And my mom is so kind and generous, and I really appreciate her. And I just want to give honor to her today.
Amen. Thank you, Judy, for your call. We have Marlene next in Clinton, Tennessee. You're on the air, Marlene.
Yes, I just wanted to say, give praise to dear Jesus for how wonderful he is, and I thank him for my wonderful dear mother of 90 years old now. But the first thing I want to say is I want to thank her very much for that she took us and my daddy to learn about Jesus. That's the most wonderful thing, important thing anybody could have. We had a very conservative Christian upbringing, which I'm very thankful for. And there were additional things. My mother and father worked very hard. They both had full-time jobs. Plus, my mother baked. She baked her own bread. She had fantastic meals every night. We had, even though she worked full-time, We had nice meals on the table every night. She sewed all our clothing, slip covers, drapes, everything. She had a garden. She raised animals for food and eggs. And I'm just so very thankful for her, and I'm thankful for Crosstalk and this wonderful program. Please keep up the good work. We need you very much. So God bless you all.
Thank you,
and
Mama.
I hope you all be an encouragement for all of us to be the mothers and the fathers that God would have us to be, because it's very perilous times. Our children and grandchildren need us more than ever before.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Marlene. Got many other people waiting, and we'll move on. Thank you for your call. We have Marty calling from Gulf Shores, Alabama. You're on the air, Marty.
Yes, I'd like to give tribute to my mother. Her name is Crescenza. She was from Italy. And my mother had 5 children in 4.5 years with a child that was handicapped. My mother was saved when she was 6, and I am so thankful for my mom, now gone to heaven for 19 years. And I'd like to tell you that if it wasn't for my mother singing me hymns as a child, I wouldn't know the Lord today. And I challenge all of you grandmothers and mothers, if we don't tell our children and grandchildren, how are they going to know? So I challenge you all, and I'm so thankful for my mother and so thankful to know that she is home safely in the arms of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Marty. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Butler, Wisconsin next, and Inez, you're on the air.
I want to give my mom the honor of letting me help her with all my little brothers. With my brother and all my little sisters, she had 11 children, and I was the 3rd in that she had. And then I spent many, many, many years taking care of little babies and children for other mothers, and I was so happy to be able to do that.
Amen. Thank you, Inez. Appreciate your call. Let's see. Mother's Day tribute today. Let's go to Kentucky. Catfish, you're on the air.
Yeah, good night to you, sir. I want to honor my mother. She was married 64 years, took care of raised 10 kids. And I wrote a poem about her. I'd like to say, if it's all right, a poem I wrote for her. I said, there's not enough paper in this land to write down, don't you see, about the love my mother has and what she means to me. She raised 10 kids, my mother did, with not even one regret. And the love she showed to each of us, I know we'll never forget. She gave her love to just one man for 60 years and more. And the kindness she showed to him, I'm sure you would adore. She asked nothing from no one on this earth, but she just gave with a smile. For she knew with God, after death, she'd retire in a while.
Amen. Thank you, Catfish, for sharing that with us.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye now. Taking the Mother's Day tribute here, 2019, and we're going to take a break and come back to more of your phone calls. Write down the number, because every time you hear somebody hang up, that makes that line open. It's 1-800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. It's our Mother's Day tribute, 2019. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what caused the Ice Age?
Chris, as near as we can tell, the Ice Age came after the flood, kind of an after effect of the flood caused by the flood itself. The primary cause of the Ice Age was that snow accumulated in vast quantities and did not melt, as it piled up and turned into ice and began to flow as glaciers. The real need for enhanced snowfall is more evaporation from the ocean waters, and this would have happened if the ocean waters were warmer. We see from Scripture that the fountains of the Great Deep brought up superheated waters from deep inside the earth. I suspect that the flood waters were significantly warmer than today. This evaporation provided the raw material for the Ice Age. Even though the Ice Age isn't mentioned by name in Scripture, it is intimated. Even the Ice Age goes back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
It's our Mother's Day tribute 2019 here on Crosstalk, and several calls already coming in talking about the spiritual influence moms have had on individual lives. And today you have the opportunity to honor your mother with a special tribute. And right now all the lines are filled, but as you hear callers hang up, and forgive me if I move you on, because there are many people who would like to speak today. But you write down the number when you hear that line hang up. It's your opportunity to call 800-733-9829. We're going next to Mark in Birmingham, Alabama. Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to wish my mother, Eleanor, a very wonderful Mother's Day. She lives in Fort Davis, Texas, and she's going to be celebrating a substantial 80th-something birthday in August. And she still works at a bed and breakfast, and every opportunity she gets, she gives an opportunity to give out an invitation to listen card for BCY, and she's always prayed for me all the way through college, and I love you, Mom.
Amen. God bless you, Mark. Thank you for the call. Blanche is calling from Bainbridge, Ohio. Blanche, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to say that my mother stood through thick and thin and never quit praying for me. 20 years I went away from God, and she prayed and prayed, and she never quit praying. And she went through adversity of all kind, but she never gave up on praying and Jesus. And I thank God that she prayed and prayed until I became saved. Amen. And my mom was, she passed away in 1993 on March the 30th. And I just want to say my mom was a wonderful, wonderful mom.
Amen. Thank you, Blanche. Appreciate your call. I'm next to Julie in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Julie.
Thank you for taking my call, and I just want to honor my mother today. I cannot give her a Mother's Day card or a hug because she's not here, but I lost her when I was 11, very young at age, and I'm just thankful for the lessons that she has taught me while I had her. She's not saved. She wasn't saved that I know of when I lost her. But I am very thankful for the spiritual mom that the Lord did provide for me and taught me things, and eventually I came to know the Lord myself through just being around, just having the spiritual mom that I did and all the things that she's taught me. So one, I want to honor my mom for all the things she's taught me in my short time of life, and then my spiritual mother as well.
Thank you, Julie. Noelle is calling from Franklin, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I would just like to say that, like, I'm really grateful for my mom, because she's like, oh, I'm just so blessed to have her, because she's a stay-at-home mom, and she totally does, like, what the Lord says to do, and she has 9 kids, and I'm really blessed to have her, and she does stuff with us, and I love her a lot, and my brothers and sisters just want to say something about her real quick, too.
Hi, I just wanted to say that the Lord really blessed me to have a Christian mother who loves Jesus, and she's a real good example to us, and she really loves us.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you for the call. Bonnie in Duluth, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, I am calling. My mother was... she's been gone for 29 years now, but she had been brutalized as a child. She was sexually molested from the time she was 5 years old by her dad. Her mother tried to kill her multiple times. She ended up being a sick and sad woman that I can see now looking back at her life. But my mother worked so hard to show her children the love that she never saw as a child. And so I'm just so grateful that God gave me the mom that I had. You know, she was never a perfect mom, but I'm not a perfect daughter and not a perfect human, but my mother was just so sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me call.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Matt in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. I'd like to honor my mom today, too. She left us in October of 13, and she did, in fact, come to the Lord like in June of that year. And
praise the Lord.
My wife assures me that she's with the Lord now, and it was difficult. I've recently got back together with my 2 half-sisters, and I've told them that She may have been a bitter woman, but she did finally come to the Lord, and she's with him now, and they take a little bit of consolation in that now.
Amen.
Even though they didn't grow up with her. But she'd come home late from work nights, and her and I would sit up and watch late shows together, and those are the fond memories that I have to really rely upon. So thanks, Brother Jim.
Amen. Thank you, Matt, for your call. Praise the Lord, she's with the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to Fred in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Fred.
Yes, I wanted to thank God for my mother believing the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, so that she entered eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you for all you do and all you say.
Thank you, Fred. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Robert is next in West Virginia. You're on the air, Robert.
Yes, Brother Jim, I'd like to recognize my mother. She's 86 years old. She's what we would call a Proverbs 31 mother, and she still teaches adult Bible school, and she still teaches her own family at the age of 86. I had a drug problem when I was growing up. I got drugged to Sunday school and church all the time I was growing up, and she's the reason why I'm a Christian today.
Amen.
Now, thank you for your work.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call here, Robert. Let's go to Mark in Franklin, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to thank God that I have a Christian mom, and that she loves us and cares for us, and that I'm just so blessed. And my sister is going to say something to him.
Okay.
Hello, I'm just so grateful and thankful to have a caring and loving mom who loves us and does stuff for us.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call today.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And we've got three open lines, friends. 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Call to honor your mother for Mother's Day 2019. A buddy is calling from Berea, Kentucky. You're on the air, buddy.
I would like to thank the Lord for my grandmother, Virginia K. Pete. She passed away last year on May 20th, and she was a Christian woman for years and set a good example for me, but thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. Taking your calls as a Mother's Day tribute here for 2019. And if you tried, you got frustrated, you couldn't get through, well, we've got several open lines at this very moment. So give us a call here at 800-733-9829. We have Richard calling in from Albuquerque. Richard, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to thank God for such a beautiful, wonderful mother I had. She raised six of us by herself. We were poor. I never knew we were poor. We ate great. I was happy all the time, clothed, loved. If young women today would be like my mother was, we wouldn't have as many problems with our children. I thank God he brought me back home right before my mother died so I could be right by her side. And when she was in a coma, I touched her on her arm. I said, Mom, if you want to go home to your castle in heaven with Jesus, go. She wrinkled her forehead, and she took her last breath.
Mom.
I thank God for everything.
Richard, thank you for your call today.
Thank you, sir.
Bethany in Peoria, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi there. I'm calling to pay tribute to my mother, Gloria. She passed away on November 1st, 1986. I was 15 at the time, and I'm the youngest of her five children. My mom didn't know the Lord, unfortunately, but she operated an awesome household. She and my father ran a successful business in San Diego for many years. She was an interior designer. She taught us excellence. She taught us to cook, to clean. They taught us to trade. She was extremely organized, very loving, and in all that, always had time to play with us and spend time with us. And I wish she had lived to know the Lord herself, she and my father both. But me and my siblings did and do serve the Lord today. And I'm just so thankful that if they hadn't shown us such a structured household, it would have been harder for us to accept God's principles. And thankfully they did, and we have. And I'm just really thankful for both of my parents, but especially today my mom.
Thank you, Bethany, for your call here today. Kim is next in Mequon, Wisconsin. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank my mom. She just died 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was sick for a while. But I was just remembering when I accepted the Lord in the late 70s, and the church I was going to had a baptism, and we stood up and we had to give our testimony and mm-hmm. a prayer. My family was there. My mom and my brother stood up, and they accepted the Lord. And I thank God for that because yes. the Holy Spirit was working, and I know that she's been faithful, and she was sick. She died at 86 2 months ago, but she was always there for us with open ear, love, and prayers.
Mm. Amen.
And I can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Carmen in Lexington, Kentucky. You're on the air, Carmen. Hello, Carmen. Okay, let's go to Philip in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Philip, you're on the air.
Yeah, I would like to just praise my mom, Janice Hammond, Oshkosh. She raised us all by example, really. I mean, led us in music, and I think we all, as kids, me and my brothers and sister, we kind of chose to sing and play instruments due to her godly example of playing for our church and teaching in our school, teaching music all her life, and she continues to do that to this day, even to my children, and I just appreciate all the things that she's done for us throughout Amen. The years.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Peggy in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy your radio station. I want to thank the Lord for a precious mother and my precious two grandmothers. My mother had to work so hard to support me, and my one grandmother took me to church, and I got a wonderful foundation about Jesus, and my other grandmother prayed for me when I was a little girl. That's all I remember about that one, but I thank God for them. They gone on to be with the Lord.
Hmm.
Now, y'all have a wonderful Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. Thank you.
God bless you, Peggy. Thanks for the call. Kara Lee is calling from Philo, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I just want to praise God for my Christian mother. She went to be with the Lord 10 years ago, but she introduced me to VCY America. And she was just a blessing, served the Lord until he took her home. And I just want to encourage all mothers out there, it's a thankless job, but you never know the impact that you have on your children and yeah. your grandchildren. And it's so important to teach them about Jesus.
Amen. It sure is. Thank you, Kara Lee, for the call today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And since we're not too many seconds away from the break, I don't want to have to cut off a caller here, so we'll take that break momentarily and come back to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk. It's our Mother's Day program, our Mother's Day tribute for 2019, giving you opportunity to simply call and honor your mother as we approach Mother's Day this weekend. Our phone number here, mark it down, that is, as you hear people hang up, that means that the line is open at 800-733-9829. So stay on the line. We've got callers from West Virginia and Florida and Wisconsin, other locations as well. In the next segment, this is Crosstalk on VCY America. James 4:14 poses this thought, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, "But I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values." While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed His blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in Him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, "Where Will You Spend Eternity?" To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. giving honor to mothers today here on this Crosstalk program and taking your phone calls. The lines are all packed right now. We're going right back to the lines to hear from you. We're going to begin in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Al, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call, brother. I appreciate that. Hey, I just want to shout out to my mom. She'll be 85 in November. God bless her. She's a strong lady. You know, we missed Dad. We missed Dad. We lost him about 2 years ago, so she's been going on. He was 94, but she's been going on strong, and God willing, we'll have her for a lot longer. But, yeah, I just want to shout out to Anna Jarvis here. I live in Bridgeport, West Virginia. Mother's Day started about 25 minutes in Grafton, West Virginia from here, and pretty proud of that as a West Virginian. But, you know, she wanted to not to go through with it because she was afraid of the commercialism.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Jim, that's a lot of it today, brother. But, hey, always keep God in your hearts and Jesus right there and just be with your family, man.
Amen. Thanks, Al.
Yep.
We've got Delphia in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to thank the Lord for my mother. She is now home with him. Her name was Marie. And one of the things my mother always said was, if you cannot say anything nice, don't say anything at all. That was one of her quotes. But one of the biggest things about my mother, she had a big heart. If she was baking bread or anything, pies, whatever, she didn't make it just for our household. She made it for other households and was a giving woman in that way. And I'm so thankful for that. And I don't know who's going to be cooking in heaven. I know the Lord is, but she's going to be in the kitchen somewhere.
Amen. Thank you for the call, Delphia.
I'm thankful also for a Titus woman that I have that lives in Duluth, Minnesota.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for her. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your station.
You're so welcome. And you as well. Bye-bye. Ben is calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
This is Ben from Eau Claire. I want to bring a tribute to my mother, especially before I was even around. When she met my father, she would not go out with him because she wouldn't go. She obeyed the word of God and did not go with anybody that didn't know. And so she would only date my father in order to go to church or to Bible camp. My father found the Lord at Bible camp, and his father found the Lord as a result of that. His brother and many more, and the net result was that there were tons, I mean, really many missionaries that came out of her faithfulness to the Word of God. And I want to bring a tribute to her today.
Amen.
Because there's just many children that were, as a result of that, were missionaries or church workers that knew the Lord. And I just want to bring a tribute to my wonderful mother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ben. I need to move on here at this point, but thank you for the call. Nancy is calling from Pensacola, Florida. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to thank God for my mother, who will be 90 this year. Shortly, we will celebrate her. I want to honor God in the way that she has always honored her husband. She had a unfaithful husband who also was walking with the Lord, but really got a hold of him. And she always taught her children. We didn't ever really read from the Bible, but she taught us biblical principles. She taught us how to tithe, how to stay in our knees in prayer to bring our dad back to our family. And I have to honor her because as much as I thought she should leave him and she is not deserving of this, she always stayed so faithful to God, and she had her children always honor him and speak only respectful of a man who was not worthy of it. Flash forward many years through my marriage, I've been able to now do the same because she led by example. And now I'm raising two daughters, and they start to have their relationship issues with husbands. They can still stand by their man because we have a God
who's faithful and who uses our hardships and our marriages and our relationships and our parenting to bring forth the bride of Christ. And I am thankful that she has led by example, and I hope I can do it with such joy. At 90 years old, she has so much joy, and I can't say I'm there in that joy at this point, as I still work through stuff, but I honor God for giving us joy when we surrender our life concerns to Him. Praise God. Praise Him for your show and for my mother, Dorothy.
Thank you, Nancy, for the call. Don in Kentucky, you're on the air.
I'd like to honor my mom that passed away in 92. I never once remembered telling her that I loved her. And I wish that everybody would tell their mom that they loved her. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope we all listen to what he had to say there. Let's go to Troy, Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to thank the Lord for my mom, but she's had a good time with me and everything. And she's still alive and everything, but I just want to thank her, that the Lord for what He's done in her life. But I just want to also pray for her salvation. She needs to know the Lord. I'm pretty broken up because she doesn't know Christ as a Savior yet. I just want to a time for prayer for that. I want to thank you guys for doing that for me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy, and appreciate your call. And listeners, as you can, please today remember to pray for Troy's mom, that she would come to faith in Jesus Christ, placing her trust in Him. God bless you, Troy. We have Becky calling in from Tomah, Wisconsin. Becky, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for this program. I just want to thank the Lord for my godly heritage. And for my mother, who, she's a widow. My dad was Pastor Jim Guest, who I think you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and you helped set up VCX, our station here, that we so appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful for a godly heritage and a mom that loved us unconditionally like Christ and had patience and wisdom. And the older we get, the more we realize how right they always were when you look back.
Yes, it's amazing how smart they get.
Yes, and I have a daughter, and she loves her grandma, and I praise the Lord for her that she's here with us still.
Amen. Thank you, Becky, for the call.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Carmen calling from Lexington, Kentucky. You're on the air. Hello,
hi,
Carmen.
My name's Carmen, and I just want to honor my mother. I won't be able to say Happy Mother's Day today. She's struggled for about 20 years. Since the year 2000, she struggled with a diagnosis of multiple personality and schizophrenia, and for the past two and a half weeks, we've been searching for her. She's not on her medication, but last night we've done 2 weeks of searching for her. She had 6 kids, and I just want to give praise to God for the fact that she's guided 6 children through her struggles with herself and her mentality. The fact that she has 6 children and a husband that has stuck by her side.
Amen. And I apologize, Carmen. We have a lot of background noise there, but we got in the majority of what you had to say. Thank you for your call. Diane is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling to encourage everyone to pray for their mother. You know, we are used to hearing people say, pray for your children, pray for your husband, pray for this. But I want you to pray for your mother. And know if your mother is alive, honor her by praying for her.
Okay.
And make sure that she is going to heaven. My mother was not sure. She was a churchgoer. She was diligent in that. She was faithful, but she wasn't sure she was going to heaven. And I was her caregiver, and she accepted Christ 2 days before she died, and she was, what, 91.
My. Praise God for her
salvation.
Praise
God, yes.
Thank you, Diane, for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
And the encouragement to pray for your mother. Our telephone number, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. We're going to Franklin, Wisconsin, and I guess we've got a trio here, young people, Jeremiah, David, and Josiah. Go ahead.
We love our mama.
Great. And how old are you kids?
7. 5. 3.
7, 5, and 3.
4. 4.
Okay. God bless you, young people. Thank you for calling in to honor your mom here today from Franklin, Wisconsin. Our telephone number, 800-733-9829. And let's see, another open line right now and taking your calls here for this Mother's Day tribute 2019. And taking your calls here today on Crosstalk. Kevin is next in Milwaukee. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yes, very good. I lost my mother when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
1957. Pearl Harbor Day. How about that?
Okay.
And you wouldn't believe what happened to me when I lost her. I was laying on the floor, Jim, kicking and screaming. Can you imagine that?
Well, thank you, Kevin. Certainly the shock and grief was there upon you. Ida in Richland Center, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I would just like to thank God for a beautiful mother. She passed away in 2011, but I thought over the years many times that if it hadn't been for a praying mother, I probably wouldn't be here today. So I just thank God that she was such a wonderful example.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Bonnie is next in Keewaskum, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Bonnie from Keewaskum, and I'm calling in for my mother. I was just thinking about her the other day, and she was a praying woman, and she loved to play piano and music, and she got into the church, and she got to be a piano player at a church later in life. And she loved it, and I learned a lot from her, but I should have paid more attention. Then I would have known how to play piano, too, but I don't now. But I really appreciated what she did for us and prayers and stuff. And I was reminded of a little incident that happened one day. She was going to kneel down and pray, and she kneeled down, and as I came in probably from school, and I saw her get up quickly, and then she began to look around, and she picked up something off the floor, and here a mama mouse had babies.
Oh, my.
She picked it up.
Wow. You'll never forget that, I'm sure. We're up against a break. Thank you so much for the call here, Bonnie, and we'll pick up more of your calls right after the break here for our final segment in our Mother's Day Tribute 2019. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, we just finished up our national conference at Lake of the Ozarks, and the theme was Holocaust Horizon. This is a serious topic and one that we as Christians must address. Why? Because there's a watching world looking to see if we're willing to put our actions where our faith claims to be. One story would be that of Albert Einstein. Everyone knows who Albert Einstein is. He was a Jewish man, and he left Germany. But before he left Germany, he noticed that the editorial papers had gone silent on what was happening to the Jews. The professors at the universities had gone silent. Those he thought would speak up about liberty and freedom had gone silent. And then he said a group of people which he had very little respect for stood up and stood squarely in the path of Adolf Hitler. It was a small group of Christians. And he declared that group which he had very little respect for, he now praises unreservedly. There are unbelievers watching how we respond to the anti-Semitism that is growing. May we do as we're called and defend the people of God.
honoring moms today here on Crosstalk. Trust it's a blessing to you. Let's go right back to the phone lines. We'll get in as many calls as we can. Our next caller is from Panama Beach, Florida. David, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to start off by thanking, first, our mother of Jesus, Mary, for her saying yes, because without her yes, we wouldn't have him.
Be it unto you as you have said.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank my mother, even though she was a druggie, and she got me on drugs, because she drugged me to church, and she drugged me out of bed, and she drugged me here, and she drugged me there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank her for dragging me and drugging me, if you will, to and from. And I want to thank my mom for that. She's 90 years old, going to be 91.
Mm.
And I'd like to also honor my wife, who's been a great mother to my child.
Amen.
So, yeah, everybody out there have a fantastic Mother's Day.
Thank you, David. Judy is next in Columbus, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Judy, and I just want to honor my mother-in-law. She, and then the last time that we got to visit with one another, I shared with her that she gave me the best gift she could ever give me, and that was her son. And I thank you for a godly mother who is currently hospitalized. So my role is to support her, pray for her, and be there for her. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Let's see. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Judy next in Illinois. You're on the air, Judy.
Hello. I just want to praise my mom. She was the best sermon I ever got to hear. She never preached, but she sure prayed. And because of her, my sister and I are both Christians. We were so, so blessed with a Christian church that Mom had us attend. I have many mothers in that church. I can't say enough about her. Her love for God just emanated through her life from the time I can remember anything until she passed away 10 years ago. I can only hope and pray that I carry on.
Amen. Thank you, Judy. We have Edie calling next from Burlington. Hi, Edie. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to give thanks, honor, and praise to God for my mom, who died in 2002. And she died shortly, after the 9/11 attacks. I remember it so vividly because she emigrated to this country from Scotland as a war bride, and she loved this country deeply. When she left, she left, and this became her country. She made me proud of it. She made me proud of her. She was a beautiful woman. I'll never forget her face. Absolutely beautiful, and I finally remember her hand on my cheek. I just loved her very much. She taught us, she gave us a work ethic. She taught us about right and wrong. She wasn't always sweet, and she gave us the discipline we needed, and I am so grateful for that.
Amen. Thank you, Edie. Appreciate your call today. Sarasota, Florida. Cyrus, you're on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. I want to thank my Holy Father in Jesus' name for three mothers, believe this one or not. My natural mom, who gave birth to me, my adopting mom, who adopted me, and my spiritual mom, the wife of a pastor, okay? Thank you, Holy Father, in Jesus' holy name for all three. That is all.
Thank you, Cyrus. Wayne is calling from Palmyra, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Wayne Bird calling, and I'm thankful for my mom. She just passed away March 17th. And
so sorry.
This is days before my mom and dad's 67th anniversary. And my parents are both unsaved, and it's been many years preparing for them and everything. And so I'm going to really miss her. And then my dad just turned 97 this week, so. I'm just so thankful for my mom and just raising us as a child and when I was a child, and so I got saved through the military in Okinawa, and since then I've been trying to witness to them as much as I could.
Amen. Thank you so much for the call here today, Wayne. We're going to Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, you're on the air.
Well, thanks. I'd just like to say I tell a lot of young moms, and mom is another word for love. Took her to watch Cross Shy Expo, watched Hilton Griswold, and took her to Evangelical Bible Preaching Church Saturday and Sunday. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for your call, Mike. Ruth in Big Lake, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi there. This
hi.
Is Ruth Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Do I start talking?
Ruth, you're on the air. Everybody's listening
okay.
to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Lithuania. My family came from Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom found the Lord when she was a little girl. There was only Lutheran and Catholic church there, but somebody who knew the Lord led her to the Lord. And then as we had to later on flee from the Russians, she clung to the Lord, and we could witness her life, how she trusted God.
Mm.
How with every little thing she went to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And she led, we were six kids. We came to the United States when I was 14. And right away we would always look for a church. And she led my dad to the Lord when she met him first. And so, and then all of us six kids. And she passed away just before she was 94.
Mm.
And even though she had Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
she could still pray to the Lord.
Amen.
She could still talk about the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. I need to squeeze one last call in. We're almost out of time. Shirley in the Caicos Islands, British West Indies, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing, Mr. Jim?
Doing well. We have about 30 seconds, so go right to your tribute, if you would, please.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say I'm sitting here and missing my mother. Her name was Miss Rosie Skippings Parker.
Mm.
And I miss her so much, and I wish she was here today so I could tell her Happy Mother's Day and know that I love her and I appreciate her, and I miss her so much.
Mm.
And I thank you for this time.
You're so
I'll good. Call back another time.
Very good.
Thank you.
God bless you, Shirley. Thank you for the call. And that from the Caicos Islands and the British West Indies, listening into Crosstalk today. Well, our time is gone, but I trust you've been encouraged. And as some have said, pray for your moms, as they certainly, many have prayed for you. And also those who have called who are burdened for their moms who don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Maybe the Lord will give you an opportunity this Mother's Day to share the gospel with them. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk, and a blessed Mother's Day to moms, a part of our listening audience here today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.